There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kylie Rae retires from wrestling, plus the Young Bucks get banned, and Goldblum is next. For Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
From Chicago, Kylie Rae!
There has been a tremendous amount of buzz over Kylie Rae for the last number of months. Many people wondering where will Kylie Rae land in her career. And you see her right now sliding inside the Impact Wrestling ring, all set to compete in her first ever one-on-one match in Impact.
The status of Impact Wrestling's Kylie Rae has been in question since she didn't attend Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory pay-per-view the other weekend. In an update posted on her Patreon account yesterday, Kylie Rae has broken her silence and announced that she is no longer a professional wrestler. The update from her Patreon goes as follows. I'm truly sorry for the pain I've caused and miscommunication. I'm currently unwell. I'm also sorry that I wasn't able to get this out before your monthly subscription charge. I wanted to take this time to say I am no longer a professional wrestler and I'm currently taking a break from social media. It's been a very hard decision to make, but please understand. When I am well, I will try to fulfill any obligations that have been missed. During this time, most tiers will not be able to be fulfilled. Please feel free to unsubscribe from this membership and Patreon account. Thank you for your understanding. We haven't seen Kylie Rae since she missed the Impact Bound for Glory show, as we said, with very little explanation other than reassurances that she was physically okay. And this is the first time that we've heard from Kylie Rae. Kylie Rae had a similar situation a year back when she was part of AEW, suddenly disappearing from the roster of AEW and Tony Khan announcing that she was no longer with the promotion. We here at Cultaholic, we send nothing but love to Kylie Rae, who's clearly going through quite a few things right now and is stepping away from wrestling to get them in order. Now, mental health is something that is talked about quite heavily at the moment, and we've added our voice to this as well. Kylie Rae's announcement came down just a few hours before a scheduled release on our YouTube channel. It's a video featuring Ross, who, as we know, stepped away for 7 weeks from Cultaholic to deal with some personal issues of his own. And I got to sit down with Ross and talk incredibly openly about mental health. And if the issues around Kylie Rae or any issues with mental health have affected you lately, I encourage you to take a listen to what Ross has to say. It's an incredibly brave, incredibly emotional conversation with Ross. And you can watch and listen to Wrestling with Mental Health on the Cultaholic YouTube channel and on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Now, I'm mentioning this because obviously with Kylie Rae news coming down, the timing of this was purely coincidental. And I don't wish to detract now from the news that Kylie Rae has stepped away from wrestling. And we repeat what we say. Kylie Rae, an incredibly talented performer in ring, who will very much be missed from wrestling shows. Whatever it takes to get yourself right needs to be done. So we send our best to Impact Wrestling's Kylie Rae this morning. from the Thunderdome on a video that was posted last night and shared by Heal by Nature. So there's a behind-the-scenes video that is doing the rounds on social platforms that shows how WWE monitors the Thunderdome and how they monitor what fans come and go from the cameras. Now, in the video shown, a still has been taken. And on this still, you can see next to the operating desk for the Thunderdome, a piece of paper. And that piece, actually, it's a couple of pieces of paper stuck together. And the papers show a list of names and images that are banned from the Thunderdome. Now, on this video, we see the logos for AEW, Impact Wrestling, and New Japan Pro Wrestling. There's also a lot of pictures of wrestlers who are banned from being shown at the Thunderdome, whether that means appearing via webcam or whether photos of them are shown, banned completely from Thunderdome activity. So the list is as follows. It includes the Young Bucks, Tony Khan, Kenny Omega, and Cody and Brandy Rhodes, the main shareholders of AEW. Also from AEW, John Moxley, MJF, and Vicky Guerrero. And also, not from AEW, but names that are no longer associated with WWE and are banned from the Thunderdome include Enzo Amore, Jim Cornette, Ryback, Alberto El Patron, formerly Alberto Del Rio in WWE, superstar Billy Graham, Marty Scurll, Chris Benoit, CM Punk, and Ashley Massaro. Now, it doesn't come as a surprise that certain faces and logos are banned from the Thunderdome. So a cheat sheet like this near the Thunderdome cameras makes perfect sense, but it's just a slight blunder that it's been captured and now shared everywhere. Young Bucks have responded to this in typical Young Bucks fashion. They have taken the photos that WWE have used for the banned list, and they have turned it into a T-shirt. You can now buy a T-shirt that features Matt and Nick Jackson's face, the words banned above it, from ProWrestlingTees.com. That is a very AEW way of reacting to being banned from the Thunderdome. Staying with AEW, they are teasing a big announcement for next week. An AEW Games Twitter account has been set up, and they are promising to drop a bombshell on the 10th of November at 6 p.m. Eastern. This is likely going to be our first look at the highly anticipated AEW video game. Now, the AEW game, there's some elements of this which give this away. The actual AEW Games Twitter account, I've gone through their following list, and it features all the AEW roster. And the only other follow away from AEW superstars is for the video game Street Fighter. So read into that what you will, and let's see what the announcement is next week. Lockdown in the UK on Thursday. Yay! But hey, here's an idea. How about some cashback when you shop online? Since we won't be able to go down the road to get bits and pieces, maybe when you shop online, you want a little bit of cashback for it. Well, we've teamed up with Quidco in the UK, and if you sign up at cultaholic.com/cashback and use Quidco where you shop online, there are hundreds of online retailers that take advantage of Quidco. You can get yourself a fiver cashback on us, paid into your bank account or via PayPal. Get cashback whenever you shop online via Quidco, and get yourself a fiver on us by going to cultaholic.com/cashback.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
What's the deal with Tucker? So last night on Monday Night Raw, we saw Tucker taking on Ricochet. He was already in the ring. He has new gear, which seemed to just be tracksuit pants. And he lost very quickly to Ricochet before being beaten up by members of Retribution. Now, there is some brief rumors that Tucker was set to move back to SmackDown to feud with Otis. That rumor was killed, and he has appeared on Raw this week for the first time since his betrayal of his former Heavy Machinery tag team partner. But there are some concerns that higher-ups are already disillusioned with the whole turn thing. So consequently, Tucker's chances of success on WWE Raw may be a bit slim. We'll talk more about Monday Night Raw on Raw Graded later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And Ross will be here as well with the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. A top NWA star has announced their free agency. Allison Kay, former NWA Women's World Champion, tweeted out just a few hours ago, "As of today, I am officially a free agent. Thank you to the NWA for the opportunity, which included one of my favorite matches of my career. I am open for indie bookings and appearances. Let's get weird." Kay was featured very heavily on NWA Power as very much a cornerstone of the women's division. Her match with Thunder Rosa at NWA Hard Times, regarded as one of the best that NWA women's division has had in the modern era. She will be an asset wherever she ends up. If you'd like to find out more about Allison Kay, I sat down with her last year for Desert Island Graps. We talked about Kay getting into the business, her plans to incorporate more mixed martial arts into wrestling, and of course, she told me three wrestling matches that she would like to watch while stranded on a desert island. You can listen to Allison Kay on Desert Island Graps on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Allison Kay's greatest NWA rival in the news a lot over the last week or so. Thunder Rosa was on Busted Open Radio, and there's been lots of comments about where Rosa will go next. Rumors of a jump to AEW full-time, rumors of a jump to WWE. She has put to rest some of that. Well, Billy Corgan actually has, from NWA, and says that she is under contract with the NWA. And Rosa goes on to say in the interview of Busted Open Radio, "I am signed with NWA and have another year with them. When it's my time, it's going to be my time." Now, she also goes on to say, quote, "Because of all the projects I have on the side, where I go has to be a place where I'm able to continue working on what I'm working on. If I'm able to do it with NWA, then NWA. If I'm able to do it with AEW, probably. Now, knowing what WWE is doing with things we have on the side, it's going to be very difficult for me to work on my personal projects. Sometimes those personal projects are the things that bring you the most joy in life. I don't want that joy to be taken away from money. If that's what I have to sacrifice, I'd rather be happy than be a slave." Rosa talked about Mission Pro Wrestling. This is a massive passion project of hers at the moment. It is an all-women's promotion from the ground up. from the performers to the crew backstage to the ring announcers, the commentary team, the writing team. It is an all-female wrestling promotion. And if you follow Thunder Rosa, you can find out more about Mission Pro Wrestling. She's also doing a lot more stuff with mixed martial arts. She's been upping the MMA training as of late, and she would love to focus on MMA training. She's even considering taking some time away at some point from wrestling to focus on that. Wherever she lands next, she will be a star. Funny how Thunder Rosa talks about side projects and how WWE may not allow that to happen. WWE have certainly been clamping down on that sort of thing as of late, with WWE stars closing their Twitch accounts and their Cameo accounts and any other merchandise stuff outside of WWE. However, one SmackDown star seems to have found a loophole. Zelina Vega opened an OnlyFans this week. She is there under the name Megan Minx. Her profile says, no nudes. Read bio for prices on personalized photo sets. Everything is non-refundable. So she's selling photos and videos and custom videos and things like that. And apparently it's not covered by WWE's new social media mandate. So rock on. In fact, I'd be nervous if WWE got their hands on OnlyFans, because they'd probably rebrand it as Only Universe. MLW getting restarted this month. Every day, it seems like there are announcements of the roster. We talked yesterday about Laredo Kid joining Major League Wrestling. We can confirm that Davey Boy Smith Jr. has re-signed with MLW ahead of the restart. Now, this move comes 3 months after MLW's Jared St. Laurent, who's the head of operations there, put out a statement admitting that MLW had discussions about Davey Boy Smith working some cross-promotional matches on Impact Wrestling during the pandemic. Those discussions ended up falling through, and it led to some bad feeling between MLW and Davey Boy Smith Jr. That seems to have all gone away, and he is set to be part of the restart in November. The Vince McMahon Netflix documentary is highly talked about at the moment. It's going to be apparently the highest budgeted documentary in the history of Netflix. And Stephanie McMahon was talking to Barstool Sports CEO Erica Nardini about this on her podcast. She has revealed the docuseries is going to be a four-parter. She's excited about it, but nervous because it's her dad. WWE President Nick Khan announced on Thursday that this documentary was happening, with Bill Simmons from Spotify and HBO as an executive producer. WWE Studios and Chris Smith will also oversee the project as well. No release date yet, but we know it's going to be a beefy four-parter. Big E was chatting to Sport Bible about a number of things, including Roman Reigns. Big E, now a single star on SmackDown, says what he's been doing with the Tribal Chief stuff is pretty incredible, and he's been killing it. I think if your goal isn't to be at the very top, to be a world champion if you're a singles, then what are you doing here? So obviously, that's on the list as well. Big E sizing up Roman Reigns. One of the rumors during the rounds is that WrestleMania could see Big E versus Roman Reigns for the WWE title. I would not be against that at all. Bill Goldberg was on Luke Gallows and Rocky Romero's Talking Shop podcast this week, and he was chatting about a whole number of things, only not for the longest of times, but he gave us a little story about how he met his wife, Wanda. He said, I got to do a movie in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, in the middle of a snowstorm. Fast forward, after 3 weeks of personally picking out everybody from the strip club scene for the film, we go to rehearse the scene. There are 50 girls in there, and 49 of them are naked. One of them has a nice blue robe on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Fast forward to the fact that she is the stunt woman. We had a scene together. Yeah. And we were precariously placed, says Goldblum. She thought she was doing a movie with Jeff Goldblum, which was the funniest rib in the whole deal. She said, where's Jeff Goldblum? I said, do you mean Goldberg? She said, who the hell is Goldberg? So what we can take from this is maybe we should have had Jeff Goldblum pin the Fiend at Crown Jewel. That would have been fine. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, Matthew, Greg and I are back for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. We are watching every episode of SmackDown from the beginning to its very bitter end, or ours, and you can catch us on the podcast feed later today. Tomorrow, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps goes on the podcast feed and on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I had the pleasure of a conversation with the voice of New Japan Pro Wrestling, at least in the West, Kevin Kelly. And we talked about his time getting into the industry. Did you know he's an old radio guy as well? We talked about his radio times. We talked about New Japan and stuff going forward. A really lovely chat was had. And of course, Kevin Kelly picks three wrestling matches that he would happily watch while stranded on a desert island. That's tomorrow on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Later today on the YouTube channel, it's Raw graded. We're going to take a look at last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. Let's see if they picked up Retribution in any way, shape, or form. Also, the WTF moments for Monday Night Raw with Ross later today on the YouTube channel. And if you haven't watched it already, might I suggest that you check out Wrestling with Mental Health. Ross, after his 7 weeks away from Cultaholic, has talked all about his mental health and his journey to get back after 7 weeks away. It was an honor to chat with Ross, and he was incredibly brave in doing so. You can listen to it on the podcast feed and watch it on the YouTube channel as well. Adam Pacitti taking a few well-deserved days off. You can check out some highlights from Hell in a Smell on our Twitter at Cultaholic and on the YouTube channel as well. Fair play to Adam for spending 24 hours sat next to horse manure. A brave soul and a hell of a leader. Once he's properly scrubbed, he will be back in the office, no doubt with stories to tell and probably a rollicking for all of us. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.